Welcome back to another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. A production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Folks, we're glad to be back here this Monday night. The weather's turned a little bit cold. The wind was quite brisk at Myrtle Beach Speedway this past Saturday night, but we got to see some great racing down there. And our guest tonight is going to be Matt Hirschman, the winner of the modified portion of the Myrtle Beach 400. We want to welcome Matt back to Stars Radio. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks for having me tonight.
Hey, definitely our pleasure, Matt. You know, it's been a while since we had you on here. We had you on here when you won the North-South Shootout a couple years ago, and watched you just do a phenomenal job coming back through the field this past Saturday night. And I want to give you an opportunity to kind of break down how the weekend went for you guys and kind of play us out to the actual feature event Saturday night.
Well, it went real well. It was the second consecutive year that I've been to this track and this event, last year being the first time ever. So I had quite a steep learning curve last year, but learned a lot. Ran very competitive, was in a position to possibly contend for the win at the end, and got beat at the end and ended up finishing third. So I had a lot of lessons learned and different things that helped this year to basically come right out on the trailer and be pretty close. So on Friday we had practice. I felt pretty good about what we had. Saturday set fast time, but as pretty much everybody knows, starting position and that means very little at Myrtle Beach. But the car was good. We showed what we had for speed there. And then ran a conservative pace early in the race, like most do there, and stayed within the top five. And I believe we were about that at the halfway break. I think we were fourth. It wasn't actually halfway. It was at lap 75. It was a 125 lap race, so a little bit later than halfway. But at the break, we were in fourth. Once we resumed after the break, I still was going to be conservative until we got to a point where I felt like I'd have enough left to go. The car wasn't there for me, and I started to realize we were developing a problem. I knew I was getting a flat tire because the car lightly bottomed the track a few times, and Myrtle Beach is not a track where you're seeing travels and bumps that you're going to bottom out. So I knew I was something was going wrong. And a few laps later, the right rear was completely flat and came off the wheel. So we had to make a pit stop, change that tire, and still played it conservative until after lap 100, when I knew we were under 25, and as the laps were starting to wind down and it wasn't looking like a caution was coming, I made a run for it and had enough time, picked him off pretty well, made some moves to advance position as quick as I could possibly do, and I think we took the lead with just a few laps to go, maybe two to go, and it was a nice win for us. Relatively new team for me with PV Motorsports. It was our third race together here this fall, so I'm glad to get them a win, and it was a fun event for us.
Well, I got to tell you, Matt, we were monitoring you, and you did a fantastic job being conservative, like you said. But there at the end, I mean, I was flabbergasted. I was watching you come back through the field, and I was like, well, he's starting to pick them off pretty quick now. And, you know, our group of guys, you know, we were talking about it, and I actually picked you to win the race, so I was glad you was coming back through the field there. I had a little concerns when you had that flat tire. And with about six laps left to go, you hadn't even broken the top five, but you were cutting it off. And I turned to one of my buddies, and I was like, well, he ain't got enough time to make up those spots with just six laps left to go. And we got to watch another battle that was going on the racetrack a little bit behind you. And I looked back up at the leaders, and coming off turn four, y'all were three wide for the lead. And I was like, holy cow, where did that come from, man? So I guess they kind of lost their tires. It come out from up underneath them, and you still had a little bit of tire left. And I guess that made the difference for you to be able to get back around them.
Yeah, that's what Myrtle Beach is about, and with the modifieds, we would probably be able to run a little bit harder longer if we had a little bit harder of a tire on. But the tire they use there is about as soft a tire as we run, and Myrtle Beach is the extreme hardest track on tires. So it's probably not the right tire for the track, but the reason they have us run that there is because it's a popular tire that many people use throughout the year, and then we just used that tire at the North South Shootout a few weeks ago. So from that standpoint, it does make sense, but it isn't really the best fit for that racetrack. So, you know, but we're all on the same tire, and you know, so you got to make the best of it. And there's definitely strategy involved on when you want to go and when you don't. I'm sure just about everybody there, including my own team, did not think I had enough time or a chance, and I didn't even know that myself if I would if I had enough time to gain that much ground. But I did know that you can gain a large amount of time in a lap at Myrtle Beach versus most other racetracks. I would say if you're closing rate on another car at most racetracks, if you're faster than them, you're probably looking at you could gain 2 to 3 tenths a lap. That would be a pretty good gain when you're competitively racing for position. At Myrtle Beach, you could probably gain a second a lap. So it doesn't take that long to chew up a very large gap when you can gain that much. And the guys that did that were racing for the lead, I mean, they ran good races, and they you know, they did what they had to do. They just, you know, I played it a little bit differently and ended up timing it just right. So, you know, it wasn't that they really did anything wrong. It was just the way I managed it and was able to make that run at the end. And, you know, I'm glad it worked out, because sometimes you, things like that, if they backfire on you, you kind of, you don't look too smart, but when you do pull it off, you know, you look like a genius. So I'm glad it worked out, and it doesn't always work that way, but this particular time it did.
Well, Matt, we were watching before the you had your break, as you mentioned, just a little bit past halfway, about 25 laps before the break. We noticed a lot of people starting back to pick up their pace, and our conclusion that we come to is a lot of you guys was kind of seeing, okay, now what happens when I got to run hard for 25 laps with the amount of laps I got on my tires? Was that kind of what you think the plan a lot of them guys was doing, was just seeing just how hard they could run with their tire wore out to that point?
Well, I think being that it was not a halfway break, it was at 75, so the shorter distance of 50 to the end, I think, you know, I think guys were a little less patient and weren't going to conserve as much because it was a shorter run. But 50 at Myrtle Beach is like 150 at a lot of racetracks, or at least 100 at most racetracks. So it's a long way to go. And this year, they only allowed us the two tires at that break. So you really didn't have other options of pitting at different times, and maybe one now and two later, or one now, three later, anything like that. Because last year's race, we actually had four to change. So that was there was more pitting throughout that race. But this race, with it being at 75, that's when you had to put your tires on. And it set up a 50-lap race to the finish. But 50 laps, like I said, is a lot. So but it's, like you said, it's, if it wasn't for my timing of it, you know, the guys that did finish first and second, and third and throughout, I mean, you know, they ran good races. It just didn't work out in the end for them.
Well, Matt, I got to ask you, you know, I heard a lot of grumbling and complaining back and forth, and I even seen some stuff where Jimmy had put his opinion. He thought that, you know, that it was a purposely flat tire. But, you know, as someone who's been around racing, as long as Jimmy's been around and you've been around, and, you know, even us here at the studio, you know, we got a lot of racing background here. You don't purposely have a flat tire to spin out, because you never know if somebody's going to collect you in that. during that. But what's your opinion of somebody like Jimmy? And I'm not trying to throw Jimmy under the bus by no means. He's a great modified racer, you know. But what's your opinion of somebody coming out and kind of making that accusation that you did this on purpose?
Well, in my time, I've seen it all. I've seen people intentionally poke tires. I've seen things like that happen. I wish if I had enough talent to time and somehow have a leak that's going to leak slow enough that I'm going to be able to run 10, 15 laps, and then it's going to come off the wheel, and I'm not going to spin and hit the wall, and I'm not going to get hit by anybody else. If I had the talent to orchestrate and coordinate all of that, then I probably... I probably would never lose a race, to be honest with you.
Right.
Flat tires are something that happen, and I really don't feel that this was really a benefit to me because I didn't need a flat tire at that time because I had just put on a new tire and I wasn't going to go yet. So I really didn't need another tire. It wasn't that I ran 20, 30 hard laps, and then I got another one where nobody else had one. But like I said, at the end of the day, we did everything within the rules. It was unfortunate that we got a flat tire, but we still made the most of it. I've had flat tires and that have cost me races, and probably the last time I was on your show was after the North South Shootout last year, where the officials lost control of that race. And that was a flat tire that in the end cost me the race. I've had it both ways, but I don't think it was as much of an advantage to me as they think it was. But like I said, they can think whatever they want. I know we're fortunate that we were able to continue. That it wasn't, wasn't a disastrous end because it very well could have been. It all worked out. But, they can say what they want or, come up with whatever stories they want to come up with. But, there was no intent. There was nothing there that we did. And I didn't receive the tire back. They're going to take a look at it, and I'd be interested to know how big of a puncture it was, or maybe what is even there. It may still be something in there. I'd be interested. I usually check that stuff when it happens. Try and put air back in it and see what you ran over or how big of a hole it was and try and make sense of it all, but I'm not in possession of it, so like I said, it doesn't really bother me. It doesn't take anything away from our accomplishment. We, some of the sayings are, when you're handed lemons, you make lemonade or whatever, and that's what we did out of it. We just did the best we could and not give up, and it worked out in the end.
Well, you did a great job, Matt. There's no doubt about that, and nobody could not take away from what you actually did there at the end of the race. Now, I got one of my friends that just sent me a message, and they were asking about the tech at the race because we had heard some reports, listening to the scanner, listening to the track, that there was some specters that was looking over the mod cars real closely. Was there any kind of issues that come up during the tech inspection there, Matt?
No, not at all. Not with my car, at least. I know what we had in terms of the engine package we had, and the tech that was done. I, at least when I was there, I know it was a carburetor and things like that, but there were no issues at all that I was still aware of. The only thing that could have been of any talk or as word spreads or rumors begin to spread is, like I said, they did immediately after we pitted with that flat tire, they did take that tire and immediately check it and keep it. Other than that, there was tech was closed case as far as when we left the track. There was no issues there, no problem at all for us.
Okay, like I say, someone just sent me that question. I just wanted to kind of relay it on. I'm the kind of person, Matt, I don't like getting secondhand information. I like getting it straight from the horse. You know, that's why I'm asking you, because I was just asked of that question. But again, you did a great job. Do you got anything else on the table for the remainder of the 2016 season? Are you going to go to the Turkey Derby up at Wall, or do you got any other races planned?
Yeah, that will be it. This is the final weekend coming up. Another traditional weekend, Wall Stadium Turkey Derby. Thanksgiving tradition, always following Thanksgiving on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday event. And on Saturday, when the feature races are for the Tour Type Modifieds, I also have a ride that I run in the Wall Type Modifieds. They're their weekly type class. So it's a big weekend. It's a lot of work and preparation that goes into it, and it's a tough task. I've won in both classes in different years. I've never won them both in the same day. It has been done before, and I've been very close myself. Last year, I've already won one and finished well in the other, and last year I had a pair of seconds. So we just, you know, it's a tough place, but we go into it with the goal of trying to win two, and we'll see how we finish up. We've had a great fall. We had a good season, not the best season, but a good year, and really had a great run in October, and now into November here with every time out, we've been running really well. So I hope to finish well and finish on a high note, and that'll be a wrap on 2016.
Well, Matt, Wall Stadium is an awesome little racetrack. I had the opportunity to hang out up there for a little over a year, about a season and a half, and I love that little racetrack. My opinion is like racing inside of a soup bowl, you know, not much straightaway to it. You're just about constantly turning, or that's what it was from my viewpoint. It may be a little bit different from a driver's standpoint, and, you know, there's some tough competition when you go there to Wall with some great drivers. I think Jimmy will be a threat there. You know, he's been running there for a long time, and there's several other guys that's going to be just, you know, outstanding competition for you to go there. You know, I wish you the best of luck there. I love that little racetrack up there. But I got two more questions that was sent to me, Matt. I want to get to right quick. First question that was sent to me was ask if this Myrtle Beach race, if they was to go to a straight format without having a break during this race, just run the whole 125 laps without a break. First part is, do you think the tires can make it for 125 laps, and would you be interested in running a race that was straight 125 laps?
Well, last year's event was also 125 laps, and they allowed us four tires, which, like I said earlier, that really, there was all kinds of strategies and pitting throughout the race, but that also comes with a price of a higher tire bill, and this year's race purse was not as good as it was last year. They had lost a sponsor that they had, the UNOH sponsorship, so they weren't able to pay us what they did last year. So I think doing the lap 75 break and only allowing two tires, I think, was a way of trying to cut the costs on being that we weren't going to be racing for as much money. But I prefer a race like that, but like you said, being as hard as that track is on the tires, probably a shorter race may actually be a little bit more of competitive and exciting. And being that we raced for less money, they probably should have thought about shortening the race up some, and that may have been a better show for the modifieds. But I will say that I think the end of the race, I think, was exciting, and I think, you know, obviously, you know, my run to the finish probably, you know, helped that. And I stuck around and watched the second half of the late model race, and that was an outstanding race. I thought that race from their break to the finish was one of the best late model races I've ever seen, and I'm not really a big late model guy, but that was a great race. So I know, you know, the track can produce great racing. I think we made the most of what we could do in terms of the modified division and the modified drivers being what we had to work with. I think we did you know, I think we still put on a good show, but I think we could, with some adjustments to possibly the tire or the format of the race, I think with a modified division could put on a little bit better show there.
Right. Awesome answer, man. I love that answer, and I kind of agree with you. Shortening the race a little bit would probably put on a fantastic event. But my next question I have for you, Matt, is you mentioned PD Racing, and this was only your third race driving for them. Can you tell us a little bit about PD Racing and what they're about?
Yeah, PD Motorsports is something that there's a lot of people involved that have been with me. It's not really a new team in terms of the personnel. It's a lot of people that have been with me before, and the owner decided you know, he wanted to have his own car, and it's the majority of the people that race with me and part of my team up here. And we race in this area, Pennsylvania, New York, up in the New England states. So it's really new in terms of we are building, we built a new race car and the entire operation as far as acquiring all the equipment, the tools, and all the things necessary to go racing, but yet not new in terms of the people I'm working with. So it's been a pretty smooth transition. You know, my dad built a top-notch race car, and we pretty much, you know, got the best of everything. It's been a long time since I've had a new race car, probably since the later 2000s is the last time I've even sat in a brand new race car. So so probably a little overdue in terms of that to pick up our performance, and I think so far it's proven that it can do that for me. Like I said, it's a great opportunity. Everybody's really getting along well and having a good time. So it's something to look forward to next year. And it's not a team that is going to run 10, 15, 20 races, but it's going to fit in with the racing I do now and the teams I race for now. We'll spread it around a little bit, and it helps me put together a 30 to 40 race schedule where if one team had to do it all, or I had to do it all on my own, I would more likely be racing half of that, like a 15, 20 race schedule at the most. Instead, having more cars to drive opens up my opportunities, and we're able to race a little bit more. So that works out well for me.
Well, Matt, as always, I like to give our guests an opportunity to thank the crew members, sponsors, anybody that helped you out during the 2016 season. So won't you take a moment and recognize some of those folks, Matt?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's a team sport, and it takes a total team effort. So we have a lot of people that are involved, and not a lot of them can make every race, but they're involved throughout the year of my racing. So everyone that puts the time in and the travels in and is a part of this. And like I said, in this race particular, first win for the new team is really, you know, a nice accomplishment for us in our first year. And, you know, we had a nice group that was able to travel down there. Some people didn't have as far to travel as others, but we had people from all over that made the trip from Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, and we had a good group down there. We had a good time, and that's what it's all about. So, like I said, everyone that helps, and like I said, especially for this, the new PD team, and everyone that was a part of it, and even the people that couldn't make it that have helped get us to this point. So it's been a really good year. I've had we finished really well in terms of just everything coming together, gelling, and everybody getting along and everybody performing and doing their jobs. It's been a great way to finish the season, and I hope we can pick up where we left off here as we look into 2017 after this weekend when we finish up the Turkey Derby.
Awesome. Well, Matt, I want to thank you for taking some time and joining us here on the show tonight, and it's truly a pleasure to always have you on the show. It really means a lot when you take the time and join us here. If there's anything that we can do during the off season to promote a sponsor or a particular track that you want a little extra attention to, give me a call, let me know. We'll do whatever we can do to help you guys out.
Well, thanks for having me. Anytime, I'll join you guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Folks, it's about time for us to get out of here for the evening. We're going to talk next week. We're going to talk late model action from Myrtle Beach Speedway, because next Monday night, we're going to have Kristen Eakes and Josh Berry, two drivers for Junior Motorsports, who was battling it out for the win in the late model portion of the Myrtle Beach 400. So make sure you come back here next Monday night so we can have these guys on board here. And we've been having two guys on at one time, but we're going to do it next week because these guys drive for the same owner, and they were the two battling for the win, and they had a fantastic finish. So we'll see everybody back here next Monday night for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. A production of Zeus Radio Network, Four Racers Reunion Radio. Our military unit of the week is the 1st Construction Battalion for the Marines, that's based out of San Diego, California. I want to say appreciation to Jack Walker, Coaster Jack, and Patrick Reynolds, and Mr. Wayne Wilson, who attended the Myrtle Beach 400 with us this past weekend. We'll see everybody back here next Monday night. Good night, God bless, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Stay safe if you're traveling.